is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Hunter Biden's federal gun trial got started today with jury selection in Delaware. CBS's Scott McFarlane is there and says this case boils down to statements or false statements.
In pretrial court filings, Biden's legal team contends he had been undergoing rehab and may not have considered himself an addict when he bought the gun. The witness list for prosecutors includes Biden's ex-wife and the widow of his brother, Beau, a woman with whom he was also romantically linked. Both are expected to testify about Hunter Biden's drug use during the week surrounding the gun purchase.
President Biden has said he won't comment on Hunter's case, but as a dad, says he has boundless love for him. Meantime, President Biden could issue an executive order as early as tomorrow to partially shut down bids for asylum at the southern border. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The ban would be activated when daily migrant apprehensions between ports of entry surpass 2,500. Last month, Border Patrol agents recorded an average of 3,800 a day, so the new partial ban would likely take effect immediately.
In the Middle East, four more Hamas hostages have died. Arlinda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
There's a growing sense in the Israeli public that they want the hostages freed and they want to get whoever is still alive home. There are a total of 125 hostages. At least 40 of them have been declared dead, and it's possible that that number is actually significantly higher.
This comes as the U.S. pushes for Israel and Hamas to agree to a new ceasefire deal. Several states out west will start feeling intense heat this week, prime for wildfires, especially in California, where fire crews are battling the state's largest wildfire this year. CBS's Ben Tracy's there.
There is a massive heat dome that is going to settle in over the southwestern United States. Middle of this week, we're expecting temperatures in this area to be 10 to 15 degrees above normal, so cracking over 100 degrees. But this is going to spread to places like Las Vegas and Phoenix, all along the Central Valley here in California.
In the Bay Area, the Coral Fire scorched more than 14,000 acres. Alex Jones is in more legal trouble.
I'm Alex Jones.
The conspiracy theorist and talk show host has told a bankruptcy court he wants to reorganize his companies. But attorneys for the Sandy Hook families that sued him have asked the judge to liquidate Jones's company. Otherwise, they say there's no hope of collecting on the $1.5 billion judgment they won after Jones called the shootings a hoax.
That's CBS's Peter King. And in case you missed it,
the president is now on TikTok.
It's my honor.
Donald Trump joined TikTok this weekend after a UFC fight in New Jersey. He's already got 4.2 million followers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's a chance for storms this afternoon and early this evening, the latest coming up in the forecast. Five people were arrested after that fight at a funeral home in Mount Pleasant Saturday morning. One man showed a gun, but no shots were fired. The Kenosha City Plan Commission will be reviewing a project to demolish McKinley Elementary and McKinley Middle. This is the final week for six Kenosha Unified Schools. Pending approval from the Common Council tomorrow night, Racine is set to welcome a new city administrator. Jim Sullivan is likely taking over for the retiring Paul Vornhold. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Put me in, Coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 win Sunday to complete a three-game sweep of the White Sox. Now, before the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy intended to rest catcher William Contreras and shortstop Willy Adames. So why did they end up playing?
I decided that this was a good day to give them a day off. And when they got word of that, they were really upset. They didn't want the day off. And we had a conversation. I let him go out of the room and think about it. Came back, called him back in, said, "You're in." That's the entire truth. It's exactly how it happened.
The crew begin a six-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. NFL, the Packers announcing training camp will start earlier this year, July 22nd. That's because they kick off the season Friday night, September 6th, against the Eagles in Brazil. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to the mid-70s. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. They recorded that in 1965. Interesting story about that, though. You know, we've heard Simon and Garfunkel split up so many times, and then they'd get back together and do a reunion tour, and then they'd split up and so forth. But the first time they split up was in 1964 after their debut album, which did not do so well. But then a year later, they were summoned back to the studio. They recorded I Am a Rock and Homeward Bound, and then they were together for a number of years after that. Here's Three Dog Night.
That you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Oh, Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Let me pick up the phone here. Hey, Polly.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. My friend Polly is on the phone with me. And Polly is one of many teachers, I'm sure, who are retiring this year, who are deserving of some recognition. But I wanted to recognize you because I love your story. Now, you've worked for Kenosha Unified School District for how long now?
35 years.
Wow. And somebody told me, this cannot possibly be true, but somebody told me that you were the first female choral conductor in Kenosha Unified. Is that true?
Well, no. I was the first female high school, comprehensive high school choral teacher. So there had been a number of people at the middle level and things like that, but I was the first one in one of the big high schools.
That cannot possibly be true. I can't believe it.
Well, I'm here. 2002, that was the case. Yep.
Well, you're retiring this year, and I think, you know, from an outsider's perspective, you're leaving quite a legacy. Tell us about your program. I know you've got the huge madrigal that you do every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That was something, of course, that I inherited from its founder, Kurt Schalgren. And Kurt and I really are the two people that have been at Tremper pretty much the entire time. There was a year here or there when he went off to get his master's and things. But Kurt began that, and this year was the 49th annual. And so we have kept that alive as best we could with COVID and all those things. But it's come back to what it normally was. And I was very blessed to inherit the program that he left me, because it was, like I said, the year I took it, it was like inheriting a Cadillac. I mean, I didn't need to do much because it was in wonderful shape and had such wonderful history and such a great thing about it already.
Well, if people are unfamiliar with what a madrigal dinner is, kind of explain a little bit.
Well, it's lots of things that are, you know, costume and food oriented. We do a feast. And so we're looking back at, you know, people in a royal court, and we try to have, you know, banners and we decorate our cafeteria. We do it here on site at Tremper. And so we have to make it look very much not 2024. And so we do all sorts of things as far as costuming and food and decorations. And then we do a set of music that is, you know, kind of more like a Renaissance time, but then we also do some more traditional Christmas things, because we always do it around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know from experience that this is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it by yourself, right?
No, not at all. I have a committee of people. Some of them have been doing it longer than I have. They are the ones that made it happen when I jumped on board. And it certainly is something that I learned from them and then sort of figured out, you know, the best way to do it, because it's housed here. There's a lot of things that tend to fall on my shoulders, but without some wonderful volunteers and people that were in it in high school themselves that are now still continuing to do it, you know, 20, 30 years later.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Can you hang out for a minute?
Absolutely.
That's Polly Amborn. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sure, Little Brewers fans, who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alva, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl, and you, my brown-eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN.
used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day, way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Said okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day it ain't been the same, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
Six. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the troubled state prison in Waupun is resigning. Randall Hepp is stepping down after a number of problems, such as a chronic lack of guards leading to lockdowns. Four inmates have died since last June, and there's an ongoing federal investigation. Several other prison employees have already resigned or been fired. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Democrat Gwen Moore says she trusted the justice process to come to the right conclusion. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The First District Congressman says Trump's guilty verdict was a, quote, partisan exercise. Representative Brian Stile says he's confident the 34 felony convictions will be overturned on appeal. Despite the former president's convictions, Stile voiced no concerns ahead of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. He talked to WISN 12's Up Front. There are plans mounting to remove McKinley. The Kenosha City Plan Commission has an agenda item that appears to include a project to tear down the two McKinley schools in the middle of Kenosha. McKinley Elementary and Middle are being considered for demolition by the city. There are plans for a tax district estimated to cost over $5 million to fund the project. Plans for a park and single-family homes are being reviewed. This is the final week for six Kenosha Unified Schools. Racine is set to welcome a new city administrator, pending approval from the Common Council during their meeting tomorrow. Jim Sullivan brings over two decades of public service experience. He's taking over the role from the retiring Paul Vornhold. Sullivan's background includes serving as an alderman, state senator, and department director, most recently leading Milwaukee County Child Support Services. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to the mid-70s. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Mind is all around you.
news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her, she gives me everything and tenderly. Kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I've been chatting with my friend Polly Amborn this afternoon. She's the Kenosha Tremper Choral Conductor, right?
Yep.
And you're retiring after, what did you say, 35? How many years?
35
years. Yeah. What are you going to miss the most?
Oh, absolutely the kids and making music together. That's 100%. I've been completely blessed with some amazing colleagues, and that they would be absolutely right there along with things I will miss. But those times when you present a piece of music to the kids and they maybe aren't real sure about it, and then you start to unpack it and unfold it, and they start to hear the harmonies or how the rhythms go, and that certain chord just rings, and then they start to fall in love with it. That's the thing. That's what I will miss the most.
Well, I was always in, you know, school choirs growing up and in high school and college and so forth. And my kids were as well. And one of the things that I love about it is the sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid has a place there.
Yep, absolutely. And some of them come in feeling like they're the best singer in the world, and some come in feeling like they have no idea what they're doing. And the thing you have to just stress with them is you all contribute, you all matter. And that's so neat to see kids that don't come in with a lot of experience that leave having a completely different outlook on choral music and working together and being a team. I say all the time, you know, when you take a math test, you take it by yourself and you fail it by yourself, or you do an A+ by yourself. Mm-hmm. But with us, it's 100% everybody contributing to our success or our lack of success.
Well, and not only that, but what I remember is the friends. The people I talk to from high school are the people I sang with.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And my concert was the 22nd of May, and one of my dear, wonderful friends and alumni, Rita Gentile, got alumni together, and they sang at the end of the concert. And I didn't shed a tear because I just looked up at them and they were having the time of their lives. And then there was a little reception afterwards, and it was just so fun to see them all laughing and remembering and chatting together. And so many of them, you know, say that this was their class they looked forward to because they knew that their best friends were here.
Well, I know those students who are with you right now are going to remember you for the rest of their lives.
Wow. That's very kind.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I've been really fortunate that I've been asked to direct the treble choir at Carthage College in the fall. And so it's not nearly the time commitment that I've been doing here, but I'm just feeling so fortunate because I don't have to turn that part of my brain off so much. And I'm very excited to work with the singers that come in, and we'll, you know, do the festival and the various concerts and things. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, you are one of many teachers retiring this year who deserve recognition, and I can't recognize them all, so you're representing all of them. Job well done.
Well, thank you so much.
That's Polly Amborn from Kenosha Unified School District, the Tremper Choral Conductor, and best of luck in the future, Polly.
Thank you so much, Kurt.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free 2-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Get ready to go all in for Cash Battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah! Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I'm
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thank you so much for being with me this afternoon. Stay tuned for Milwaukee Brewers baseball coming up after 5.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrows.
How can you mend a broken heart?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
Stop the sun from shining. What makes the world